A minute ago, we were mentioning nostalgia. I'm a nostalgia person. You know, I like going back.
And you also live in the future. All you think about is the future and where you're going to be and where you have been, but you know where you're not.
I like
right here, right now.
Right here, right now. I like to plan, especially financially, for the future.
Yes.
I look at stock futures and things like that.
Any update on your aircon in your vehicle?
We're speaking of the future. We are getting to that on Monday, and it was hotter yesterday.
I believe it's supposed to be heat index around 100 again today.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. That's my whole thing.
Yeah.
It's like,
thanks, Kelly Clarkson.
Blow hot air on me. Blow hot air.
Is that
on
all
me.
You got? Where do you, Lieutenant Dan, up on top of the mast?
Is that all you got? Is that all you got? I said to my son one day, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And he said, that's not really true. There are guys that have like heart attacks and then they're debilitated. They don't walk well the rest of their lives and all that. I was like, okay.
Okay, kid.
All right. He literally came
like
back.
A stroke.
Yeah. It's like, think about somebody like has a stroke and then that, you know.
Yeah, Coleman's dad had a stroke. What? And he's younger than you.
That's hurtful, you know, when your son figures something out like that.
Yeah.
You're going to hate this. One more note on financial planning for the future.
Yes.
I read a stat today that people spend 4 hours every day thinking about money, the stresses of money, and how to get more.
Dear Lord.
That's a lot. 4 hours a day.
Of 17 waking hours, roughly.
Yeah. I mean, that's a quarter of your day. Yeah, that's 25% of your time. Spent on trying to figure out how to make money. Yesterday.
Is your number higher?
I think so. Yesterday I was over on sidehustle.com.
What's that?
Yeah, there's a, I just Googled.
That's a thing?
Well, I Googled, how can I make more money? And I said,
what brought this on? The events of late July?
Yes. Yes. Today, 1 year ago today, our dear friend and colleague, Dave Egan, it was his last day.
Mm-hmm.
And, I see reports and things like this. I'm always worried about money.
Yes.
So yesterday I Googled, how can I make more money?
What popped up first? OnlyFans?
Yes.
Pictures of your feet?
Yes, but I didn't want to go down
you
that
You want a jacket on Grindr?
I consider there are all sorts of options. Yeah. Pictures of your feet. Jacket on Grindr. I'm not going to jacket on Grindr. I just am not, okay? I'm just not going to do that. Mm-hmm. I think that would bump with legal here. I think there'd be a problem.
Maybe. It's not broadcast technically.
I mean, it would take them 10 years to figure out that I was jacketing on Grindr, but still, I'm not doing that.
You could sell your bodily fluids.
That was the third option, sell your bodily fluids. But then they say, why don't you sign up here and do a little copywriting? You know, you can be chosen to write copy for some products. And, you know,
like toothpaste or airplane parts?
They said, can you write? And I was like, yeah, I can write. They were like, can you read? I said, yeah, I can read. And so the idea was, I forget the site, but you go and you say, I want 4 hours worth of work per week or 8 hours or however much you want. And the companies will choose you to write descriptions of their product or just copyright in general or proofread. Proofreading was a thing. But I thought, isn't this an AI thing? Wouldn't AI?
I didn't want to harsh your buzz there, but machines are writing everything.
That's what I thought.
And voicing things.
Yeah, certainly writing. I mean, I got to the point where I had signed up my name and everything, and I got right to the end. I'd taken 15 minutes filling all this stuff out because I thought, well, I can write paragraphs of stuff in my spare time.
Yeah.
Make a little money. And at the end, it said, okay, click this button and we charge you. It was like 2 cents a day forever. It's like a lifetime.
That's their fee to make you.
That's their fee, yeah. And it's a lifetime forever.
Do they guarantee you work? Or they just,
they didn't guarantee
your name
you
is up there. So if company A needs something.
Yes, your name's up there with a million other people. And I hovered over the button and I thought, no, because then I'm going to have to give my bank account number. And I didn't like that.
This
is
a scam,
could
maybe?
It could be a scam. And it could be, again, I probably would never get any work. And then they'd be into me for 2 cents a day forever, which turns out to be, what, like 60 cents a month forever.
$7 a year.
$7 a year forever. But, look, I'm going to live forever. So
That's a lot.
That's a lot. $7.
Yeah. That may be like, you know, $100.
It'll add up.
Yeah, it adds up. It adds up over time. But they have access to your bank account. I thought it was a scam. I knew my wife. My wife would see it. And she'd be like, what are you doing?
7 cents.
What are you doing? She'd be really upset by that. Here's the nostalgia. This is what Chris Dibble hate. He'll hate this. I'll tell you what business is booming right now. Adult summer camps. Because adults are going back to summer camp in bigger numbers than they ever have.
The camp, really?
They offer nostalgic experiences.
You mean the pandemic didn't crush those?
They've come back since the pandemic.
Because I've heard about these before.
More searches this year for them and more popularity this year than ever before. You can go, they got like $300 for a weekend camp, $1,000 for a week-long camp, arts and crafts, campfires, sports, swimming, boating, archery, all the things that you used to do as a kid if you went off to camp, and now adults are doing them. And they say the reason is they're nostalgic for their youth. They want to go back.
Yeah.
Just like myself.
They can't handle life,
That's
reality.
Right. That's right. So they want to go back to doing those things they used to do. I would not have an interest in that because I wasn't a camper even when I was a kid.
Can you drink at these?
I think you can.
Can you get high?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. When I went back to...
One night camp
at Friday the 13th camp, sleepaway camp, they made an announcement before we went in. There's to be no drugs or alcohol past this point. And 80% of us went back to our cars.
Bummer.
I got something in my sock and something else in my butthole.
So
we will not be checking buttholes. We will be checking socks. Those are the rules here at Friday the 13th camp.
We had to go back and empty our buttholes of all the things.
Your parents never made you go to camp? Oh, my God. Our parents got us out of the house. We all had to go.
I went 1 year, but I hated it so much.
I didn't love it. Yeah. I didn't like it. It was one of those things where I didn't love it, but I sort of enjoyed it once it got into it.
Yeah.
But we never did overnight. We never did like your daughter has gone to sleep away. Right. We did day camps.
So did I. That's what I. And I didn't like that.
I got to shoot BB guns and shoot arrows. Yeah. And swimming was okay. Mm-hmm. Playing in the field was okay. But I think every summer they made you do a sleepover.
Mm-hmm.
Like they had a facility out in the country somewhere. Yeah. And you sleep by a lake and you eat barbecue chicken. And it was awful. Because I didn't have a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
I just got eaten up by bugs. I just hated every moment of overnight camping. I still hate it.
Ours was the exact same. We were there every day, and there was one overnight, and I did not like it at all.
Amazing. Thankfully, my parents found like sports camps.
That's what
I could go to basketball camp, which was way better.
And we had schools in the area that would set up with like sports, you know, kickball 1 week, basketball the next. And that was fun. I enjoyed that way more. Plus, it was right down the street from my house, so we just walk down there and play. Landon, you went to an adult summer camp. What did you think?
Hey, guys. T1. So I went to one last year. I'm 29. Mm-hmm. It was okay, and they said no drugs, but I brought a bag of edibles. And when we were at the campfire, I gave one to Jeff, my counselor, and not telling them it was edibles, it was like, man, I feel so odd, and like it was just so fun.
You got your camp counselor high without his knowledge.
Oh, yes, sir.
And he said,
hey, Jeff, eat this.
It feels so odd. I like your style.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So did you like the experience overall?
No, sir. It did not have the same charm as a kid.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I get it.
It doesn't, because if you get out, I mean, we're not the same as when we're kids, you know.
And
we're
you're bossed around. I mean, you know, the counselors are in charge.
Yeah, right.
They tell you what to do, where to go, when to do it.
Yeah. Thanks, Landon. Appreciate it. Like when you're a kid, you love to go out and shoot guns or canoe.
Yeah, we canoed and that kind of thing.
But now I'm
we made those little arts and crafts things, little bracelets.
That's what this says. And that apparently there are lots of searches on Yelp for adult summer camps right now.
Popsicle stick art.
We did that.
Dear God, we did popsicle. That. So much popsicle.
We did a lot of that too. Yeah, we did a ton of that.
Were you a day camper, BB Shay?
Never went to camp once, man.
That's a big thing.
I was too big for camp.
Too big to camp.
If someone said, you were like some of your buddies wanted to go away and camp for the weekend, how would that appeal to you?
Like at this age right now?
Yes.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I would not do that.
You're a hotel guy?
Yes.
Me too. I never.
Airbnb guy, like okay. Drinking inside. That's it.
Chris Tim and I went whitewater rafting. I went 3 times whitewater rafting. Hated every second of each trip, but I was trying to fit in.
Yeah, that was your fit in era.
I tried to fit in because everybody around here was like, let's go whitewater rafting.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It's awful. What an awful experience. I mean, it's just terrible.
I like the rafting.
I know you do.
Loved it.
But Chris Tim and I, when everybody else camped out by the river the night before we were going to set sail, we chose a hotel back in the city. Actually, it was pretty rustic.
It was a little rustic.
The guy, Christian, said, can we have a wake-up call? And the next morning at like 6 a.m., he banged on the window. He was,
hey, get up.
That was the wake-up call.